flying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined right now in Hot Seats by our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week, we've got a bit of an interesting choice. It's a Slovak Czech film by the name of The Teacher. What's this one about? Teach us something.
Sure thing. So, the movie's set in the early to mid-1980s, and so this is around when I think the USSR is still up. And so, a teacher invites her kids into her class on the first day of school, tells them to stand up, introduce themselves, and what their parents do. And so, then they introduce themselves and the profession of their parents, and so then the teacher decides to use that information to get a bit of bribery going on. So then, if the parent has an interesting profession that could benefit her, then she would say, hey, can you do me this favor relating to your profession, whether it's hairdressing or so on, and then, you know, I'll, you know, look out for you, which ends up meaning that she'll give that student good grades. However, when she starts asking for a bit too much and the students start failing, then some of the parents start asking questions.
Okay, so a little bit of a blackmail ring going on in a Czechoslovakian school. What do we think?
I thought that it was actually really, really good. I thought it was very well made, probably one of the best foreign films to come here to Australia this year. So the acting is absolutely excellent. It stars Zuzana Moreri, who already won an award for her acting in this film, the Crystal Wing Award for Theatre and Audiovisual Art. And so a lot of people have been going on about how much her acting is great, but it also extends to the rest of the cast. They really dedicated their time to their role. Other than that, I really enjoyed the plot as well. It was something a bit different, and I thought it would be one of those stereotypical, you know, the teacher is evil and eventually some school kids plot against her and then the parents find out and so on. But it didn't actually go with that plot. It was all already set in a conference with the teacher, with the principal, the vice principal, and the parents. And it sort of ends up becoming a sort of 12 angry men sort of scenario when the angry parents have to try and convince the rest of the parents that this teacher is bad news. And the principal can only get rid of the teacher if all of the parents revolt against her. And so I thought, like, that was a really great idea. It sort of threw most of the, I'm pretty sure it would throw most cinema goers, film lovers, into a bit of a loop, realizing that, you know, it's not going with a fairly typical plot. So I thought that was a really good choice as well. As well as the direction, I thought that it was really good. It really kept to the whole 1980s USSR vibe as well.
Well, that's actually quite interesting to me, because obviously this is set in what was the Czech Republic. It was Czechoslovakia at the time of this film's making, and it was made prior to what's known as the Velvet Revolution, which is essentially when Czechoslovakia threw off the reins of communism. It would seem to me, from the descriptions of this movie, it is something of a criticism, not necessarily a criticism of communism, but certainly a criticism of the time and the kind of corruption that was seen in Czechoslovakia under the communist system. Was it difficult to pick up? Was it difficult to pick up in terms of that historical context?
I'll be honest, I think my Eastern European knowledge of history is a little bit spotty, which is fair. I'm a 20-year-old. It's a bit beyond my time. But that being said, it was very obviously I could pick up the fact that it was a pretty good criticism of communism. And because they flat out say that this teacher, the antagonist, is a communist and is the leader of the Communist Party in the local area, which is the reason why she's so well protected and the parents can't actually touch her unless they all, like, vote against her. And so that's the reason why she's going and getting all of these favors, and because it's her belief that everything should be shared and so on, even when she's asking some of these parents to do something blatantly illegal, like smuggling cake into another country or something. That being said, the movie is marketed as being a comedy.
A comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
to be honest, I don't know why it's being marketed as a comedy, because Thor Ragnarok had more laughs in it, and that wasn't even being marketed as a comedy. And here, there were a couple of funny moments, 3 or 4 times I laughed, but again, it was before my time. Perhaps someone that lived around the 80s and grew up in the 80s, especially in Europe, may find it bigger, deeper appreciation than what I did of that time period.
Okay, well, Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.